Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Nikki.
Welcome to Swipe Fat,
where dating's hard.
But dating when you're fat is even harder.
I went on a date.
What? I knew that. I can't lie. Sometimes I wish that we didn't talk at all until we got to these things, because then I could be surprised that you went on a date. Do I know almost everything about this? Yes. I'm going to feign surprise the whole time. You're welcome. Okay.
She's had to pull a lot out of me, though.
That's true.
Because I'm not willingly giving any information.
I texted her and I was like, so how'd it go? Good.
Good.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I get a lot before the date, which is,
yeah.
I'm really trying hard not to, she'll just be like, goal for the date. It's like all these things that she doesn't want to happen.
Well, okay. So
they're cute, though. I'm not saying that in a, it's yeah, like they're so funny stuff.
Well, here's the thing is, so this last we talked, I was going to go to a finance bar. That was the last we talked. I was going to go to a finance bar. Mm-hmm. Called Ceres here in the city.
6-5 Finance.
Yeah, Nance. Blue eyes. Trust funds. Whatever. I went to that.
Which
finance
is not bro. Your top.
No. But my friend decided I needed a finance bro.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to flirt. So we were going to go. This place is known for, if you order a tequila soda, you're going to get a rocks glass with ice, tequila to the top, and they're going to give you a can of soda on the side.
Yeah.
So all the men are drooling. They are so drunk that they are just like, it's bad.
And they were old, right? Like, not young.
So the ones at the bar, old. The ones sitting down in droves of boys, like by themselves, sitting down at tables, young.
Okay.
But that, like, you're not going to go walk up to the table.
Yeah.
It was
was it multiple people at a table too?
Yeah, like
that's
eight.
Intimidating, especially, you know, like, finance guys, because they're like the ones that I think, because we see them so much in movies making fun of people. I'm like, I would be scared of them.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Like, what are you going to say to me?
I got weird vibes once we walked in. We did one drink and we left.
It's also like the lighting in there is dreadful.
It's like bright. Like,
I know.
It was like we were in a boardroom, but really dirty furniture, like old grimy everything, bright fluorescent lights.
I believe that if I'm right about my Chicago history, this bar was created basically just so that people from the Board of Trade could come and just like get a drink in between.
Yes.
Like going on the floor.
Their happy hour is 2 to 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they get to work so early. Trade people are like at work at like 6 a.m., 5 a.m.
Well.
So by the time you got there, they were dead.
At 5 o'clock, they were
gone.
They were on the floor, not knowing what they're drinking.
This is how Nikki found a date.
This is how I found a date. It actually is, though.
No.
It
is. Well, kind of, but in a weird way.
Posted when I got home about it. Mm-hmm. And somebody DM'd me and they sent more than, hey, let me take you out.
They actually sent a resume.
Substance. Yeah. So I got a message that was, this person had DM'd me once before and I never responded. So they sent me a message and it was funny. It was like, I'm going to be in Chicago this weekend. I'd like to take you out for drinks. 6'4", brown eyes, lawyer. Working Bridgerton knowledge, because I mentioned in my story that I was just going to go rewatch Bridgerton, like when I was talking about how shitty the bar was. I was like, okay, that's funny. Like,
yeah,
that's, you're giving me something.
A tiny morsel.
And I've been like, you know, I've been
that
on this.
That can become a crumb.
Yeah.
Become a meal.
Dating break for so long that fuck it. I'm just going to go on a date. We bantered back and forth. I got some more information. I did some investigating before I said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And since he was from out of town, he told me the neighborhood, but he's like, I'll go anywhere. I gave him a couple of bar options and we went and we met for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ordered dinner while we were there. And then he asked me to go to another bar that was on my list. And this is a bragging move I've bragged about, because it really helps on a first date. Because there's always, when it comes to the check, you're like, do I offer?
Yeah.
Are we splitting? Like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
When he went to the bathroom, he just closed the tab.
That's a flex.
It's a flex.
Yeah.
It was so attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into the state thinking, okay, if it's bad, I'll have one drink and I'll leave. Right. If it's good, I'll have two drinks and I'll leave.
Yeah.
This
is the pep talk you were giving yourself to me in my text messages.
Yes.
If it's not good, I will leave and I'll go to Sunny Gun. You were like, there's like a good option for me after this. If I don't have option one, here's option two.
I had
you were
multiple
like,
plans.
Here's trapdoor three and here's trapdoor four. That's how you got out the door.
Well, I was meeting a stranger on the internet.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I don't know why I was more freaked out about meeting somebody who DM'd me than all the other strangers I meet on the internet and dating apps. I don't, like, in my head, it's so different. But
it is different.
It
no,
is
it
different,
is.
But
it's different because they have so much more working knowledge of you.
That's true.
And also, the working knowledge is that they already think that they know you and like you. And you're not even sure that you like them. So I think it's sort of like not a level playing field. And don't you feel like, because I've met people that I've met on Instagram too. So I feel like I have the same feeling. But it's like, you also feel like you're on this like pedestal. Like where you're kind of like, I haven't earned that yet. Because like, and it feels weird. Like there's only, you can only fall from here.
Yeah.
Like instead of like growing, you like me more. That's how I felt.
Well,
I'm not
fuck.
Saying that's how you
I
felt.
Haven't even thought about that. Now I'm going to spiral about
Oh,
that. So
all right.
Thank you for that.
My
Thank you for that.
Jeez.
Jeez.
Well, you.
Jeez.
Okay, but you had the one date and it was good.
It was good.
So you can't spiral because he's already on the same play. You guys are on the same level of playing field, no?
Yeah.
Like you feel like you got to know him enough that you have the same working knowledge.
Yes.
Okay.
We had deep conversations, and by deep, I mean just questions that fuckboys haven't asked me before on first dates. He asked me if I was interested in kids, having kids. He asked me like all of these questions that I was like, and then I had to think about it and be like, I guess that's a normal date question. I'm 34 years old. I think if anything, I've just really, in this scenario, I've learned that I have a new bare minimum I'm going to be asking for on dates with who I'm dating, because I shouldn't be shocked by the way I was being treated.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've really learned is I've been shocked by the way I was treated. He paid for everything. He made sure that when we walked to different bars that he was on the side of the street with the cars.
Yeah.
He told me I was pretty.
Yeah. Bare minimum.
Bare minimum. But before he told me I was pretty, he was like, I think you're really smart and you're cool. And like, he prefaced it and was like, okay. He told me he liked me he told me he wanted to see me again on the first date. He's like, I want to see you again. And I was like, yeah. Okay. We'll see each other again. You don't live here, sir.
Right.
We'll see each other. Well, the next day he texted in the morning saying he wanted to see me again, take me on a second date. And then later in the afternoon, he sent a date.
Perfect.
There was follow through.
Yeah.
So we're not getting too excited, but I have gone on a date with a grown ass man, apparently, for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shouldn't be so shocked, but. By the bare minimum he was doing, but it was like, I don't know, it was if anything, it gives me hope, and it's kind of nice that this was my reentry into the dating world.
Yeah,
with how scared of like people I've been, it's nice
totally
that he was a nice guy.
Well,
you know
that your like fears weren't affirmed, instead they were like dashed. I don't know, like, you know what I'm trying to say though, like that you weren't like, oh okay, I was right, I need to go back inside and
go back into my hole.
Like just that, like you were like, oh okay, yeah, guys can be kind and nice, and there are good people out there.
Yes, it gave me a little bit of faith in mankind for you know, and made me really reevaluate my expectations of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have a second date plans.
Very exciting. And your expectations are tempered and you're just like excited. That's like the right way, right place to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I forget it's fun to like have a crush on somebody. It's fun.
Oh man. Is it fun to have a crush on somebody?
It's just fun. The come down if this crashes and burns is not going to be fun, but the crush is fun. I'm still swiping and stuff. So like, you know, okay. Because you have to be looking.
I mean, I don't think you always have to be looking. I do think that it helps to not have all your eggs in one crush's basket.
Yes.
At the beginning when you're
boxes.
Just especially if you're only at like 1 to 2 dates, because I think like that's when you get the most pumped, I feel, when something goes really well, and then you're like, okay, but it's so precarious in the first like 3 to 4 dates.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like things are going great, but it could go badly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We haven't uncovered everything. And like we're still not sure. So yeah, I get it. But I mean, like if you weren't swiping, I think you could also it would be fine.
It'd be fine. Yeah, yeah.
It'd be fine. But I understand like wanting to like feel like I don't know. You know me, I like having something lined up.
Mm-hmm.
For especially if you've only done the 1 to 2 dates thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's what you've done this. You had something, you ended something and you had something lined up.
Yeah. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Ta-ta, sir.
Ta-ta. See you later. Throw him back into the ocean. Do you know what my new obsession is?
Oh, yeah, I know. You won't shut up about it. It's Factor. Like
I love Factor. It's so good, though. If you're busy, they're so easy to make. These meals are 2 minutes.
Yeah, you just pop it in the microwave for 2 minutes and you have a chef-curated meal.
I was honestly surprised how good they taste, but they're fresh, never frozen meals, and they're ready in 2 minutes. No matter how busy you are, you're always going to have time to eat something nutritious and great.
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore so you don't get bored. I think you and I both get bored so easily. We don't like leftovers, so this is a perfect option. Meal prepping's out, Factor's in for me.
And they have restaurant quality food too, so you can get like filet mignon, shrimp, blackened salmon.
And like the 2 minute in the microwave thing is so great, but also I don't have to clean or prep or cook. Mm-hmm. It keeps kitchen time to a minimum. It's a busy girl's dream.
Head to factormeals.com/swipefat50 and use code swipefat50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code swipefat50 at factormeals.com/swipefat50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Yeah. Man, did I tell you that he texted me?
No.
The day after I told him no thank you. And it was just a picture of like a sunset.
Did you respond?
I did.
You don't respond, right? You don't respond. Oh
I
my
just
god, you responded.
It. I was like, what am I supposed to do with that? I did say let's be friends, so I was like, is this him trying to be friends? And then he didn't text me again. So.
You don't need more friends.
I know. I was just like, I'm the one that said it. So now I felt like I had
maybe
to, like,
somebody with a boat. We could be friends with them.
He doesn't have a boat.
Oh. He just captains boats.
Yes.
Rude.
He does not have a boat.
I was really pulling for him when I thought he had a boat.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
Okay. Well, ta-ta, Captain.
He has a sprinkler in his backyard. Oh, he had a hot tub. That was his like big thing. He loved. He was always in that hot tub.
Okay, shriveling up like a prune.
He had a lot of injuries. From the from the military.
Okay. Yes, I. Oh,
poor guy. Anyway, also when I texted him, you know, like I think. You know, I don't think we have a romantic connection. Mm-hmm. He was like, well, And I think I said, like, thank you for being such a gentleman, because he was. And like, he wasn't like pushing anything, you know, like it was very chaste kissing and, you know, minor petting. And he was like, oh, is this because I didn't try hard enough? And I was like, no, oh, precious. No, definitely not. That's not a bad thing. It's not. It was just like, I was not into you romantically.
Yeah. If you were into him more, more would have happened. Like,
I could have been into him more sexually. If he had tried harder, I probably would have done more with him. But yeah.
That's kind of nice that it didn't happen. So after 2 dates, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was like, continue to be a gentleman. Continue to do that. That was nice. Yeah. That was sweet.
Yeah.
Continue that. Don't stop that. Do stop sending me text messages sunsets. Of sunsets, though. They are my favorite, but no, thank you. No more. So, yeah, I think that same week I had a date lined up with a new guy we went on a date. We went to my local watering hole. And
we talked about this, that you take guys to the same place every time.
Not every guy has gone.
Okay.
Captain didn't go there.
Okay.
Just this guy and two others, maybe.
It feels like it's been a lot recently.
I just go there a lot. Oh, I've been there a lot with Terry.
Okay.
Terry and I have been there.
Sorry, you're not going on dates. You're there with Terry.
Yes, I've been on dates there with my platonic life partner, Terry. Okay. So that's probably why you think. And okay. Terry's a girl, everyone. Yeah. So yeah. Don't get Terry ideas. That, yeah, don't get excited that I have like some guy friend that I'm going on dates with. We went. The only reason that I've been really into it lately is because we went there for a nightcap, which will never end with a night. Tara's like, let's just have like one espresso martini at 10 o'clock. And I was like, okay, one espresso martini, and then we're going home. And then we ended up staying there until 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. They had closed and they were like, oh, you can just stay and hang out. So we stayed and hang out while they cleaned. And now they're my best friends. So I have to go there. I was going to take Captain there, but then I was like, I don't think that they would like him. And that to me
tells you a lot.
Yeah. How can I take, I have to be able to take someone that will like my new best friend bartenders.
Yeah.
Plural. And Barback, who cleaned underneath my feet whilst I drank rosé. Just kidding. I stood in the corner because he had to mop. So
yeah. Oh.
I was basically like hugging the wall.
Yeah.
Anyway, we went there. Because he's also from out of town. Not really. He is technically was born in Chicago and is from here, but does not currently reside here. I'm going to call him
from out of town.
He's from out of town.
From out of town.
But he lives here.
He doesn't live here.
Yeah, but he does months at a time.
Yeah.
So he's a tour manager for a band and creates content for bands. Multiple ones, but currently working for one band right now. And so like for December through March, he was in Chicago.
Mm.
And then he was out on tour again. And then he was back here for like 2 months. And now he's back out on tour for a month. So yeah, we went on a date. Mm-hmm. Or I guess he's going on tour again. Okay. We go on the date.
Yes.
Go on the date. It was a good date. Yeah. It was a really good date.
I told you a little bit about mine.
I know. It was just, it was really good. I don't know what to, like, we had a lot in common. We like a lot of the same stuff. It was fun.
Did you kiss?
Yeah, at the bar too. So at the bar.
We kissed at the bar.
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening?
I went back to my local watering hole and I was like, please tell me you guys didn't see that. And they actually were like, no, we didn't. And I was like, phew.
You weren't sitting at the bar?
Yeah.
You were
there
sitting
was a lot of people there.
There was a lot of people. Okay.
Like a lot.
Okay. So they were busy serving drinks.
Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of people there. Like it was four people deep at that bar.
Look at us doing PDA in public. Who are we?
I mean, I know who I was. And it was two espresso martinis and three rosés deep.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because he was like, I think we should go like back to your place and just have some drinks. And I was like, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but you can walk me home. And he was like, well, I don't want to walk you home now. So let's just stay here.
Okay.
He was like, I don't want to go home. I want to hang out with you more. I was like, okay, well, we're not going to my house. I cannot trust myself. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's not about you. It's about me. Okay. I won't be able to contain it.
Yeah.
If there's a fire, it's not getting put out. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, it was really good. He's very sweet. And he also paid the bill while I was in the bathroom. I
love that.
Men
take notes if you're listening.
Yeah. We planned our second date while we were at the bar.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's happening next week. And yeah, I mean, it was just like really good. I didn't expect it to be good. I don't know if that's like weird or not, but I only because his texting is very clinical and dry. And I couldn't get a read on if he was excited or not. And then when we met, I was like, oh, he's nervous. And then later he was like, yeah, you were just like so pretty. I couldn't like, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Did he tell you that in person or text that to you?
Mm-hmm,
he said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was like, it was like intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
He was like really nervous. I could tell he was like very nervous for like the first like 45 minutes. He like could not stop talking. And it wasn't like not interesting stuff. It was just sort of like babbling. And I was like, I just don't think you can stop yourself at this point. But like once he had a drink, he was better.
Okay.
And then it was sort of like whatever. He was asking questions and then, you know, it was better. Obviously. At the first like 15 minutes, I was like, I gotta get out of here. You can't shut the fuck up. But like what you do for work, I shut up.
That makes sense though, because if he's passionate about what he does, it's an easy thing to talk about.
Yeah. But yeah, he wasn't. So he's not like from here, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. He was like, I normally would like choose a place because I know you guys are all about like, men need to make the plan and
mm-hmm.
it's attractive for a man to make the plan. But I just know I'm going to pick something bad. So you need to choose. And I gave him same as you, like four options. And he was like, why don't we just do the one that's like close to you? So it's easier for you to get there.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he was like, so we can go to your house after.
I mean, of course, men always have ulterior motives.
Yeah.
But I, when I said no, he was like, okay.
Chill. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
And I started to apologize. And he's like, don't ever apologize for putting up a boundary.
Mm.
And I was like, okay.
Attractive.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have a second date next week. We're having dinner.
Look at us doing dates.
Yeah. I mean, I think the big thing for him is like he said this question always annoys me, the like, why are you single question?
Mm-hmm.
How come you're single? Yeah. How are you single? And I'm like, bitch, how are you single?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. And he was like, well, it's because of my job. Like, it's really hard to meet someone who can be independent and chill when I'm not here.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, well, I work a lot. So, same. Also, people are really weird about influencers. And he was like, that's dumb. And yeah. I was like, cool. I mean, it's nice when they like get what you do.
Mm-hmm. Or they don't like, it's not that they don't care, but they like see it as actual work.
Yeah. Cause like, you know, he also creates
videos
and content on a very different level and much more professional, but you know,
yeah.
Like he gets it.
Yeah.
So it's always nice.
Yeah, mine told me he liked how I was, I'm going to say this wrong. Or no, he liked how independent I was. Yeah. I'm just an independent lady.
I know. This is a can be a benefit, can also be a reason why you're single. Yeah. Can be a reason why we're single. Just because you like it doesn't mean other guys don't. But this is my most hated question. I really hate that question. What am I supposed to answer? Because I can give you the long answer, which is here's every trauma I've ever gone through and why we're here.
Yeah.
Because that's the real answer. Like, there's a long answer or a short answer. And the short answer is, I just haven't met him yet. But it's like, there's a long answer, sir.
Yeah.
And there's probably trauma. A long answer
there's
for you,
patterns.
Too.
There's patterns. There's all of these
yeah.
things.
Yeah. Been doing the same thing for 5 years. There was a pandemic in the middle of that. But yeah, I mean, like, I get it. I get why. I don't know. I get why it's the question. I think they like try to say it in like it's like a night. It's supposed to be like a compliment.
I know.
But I'm like, it annoys me.
Yeah. I also, that's the same like on dating apps of like, what are you looking for? For some reason, I hate those two questions. I'm like, because if you get to know me a little bit, you'll figure it out automatically.
Yeah. I do get the what are you looking for only from a like, as you get older.
Yeah.
You're not.
Well, I guess 100% in my experience on dating apps, it's always, what are you looking for? And if you, they ask that if they're just looking for a hookup. I think that's why I'm annoyed by that.
I do, like, lately, I know I keep, like, fucking talking about Facebook dating, but I do, like, it does seem to be, like, more people looking for something more long-term. And usually when people are asking me on there, it's because they want to make sure that I'm also looking for a serious relationship.
Okay. Yeah, Bumble and Tinder, that's not it.
I know. I mean, and also maybe I'm just matching with the right people.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe Facebook has a better algorithm of like maybe. Sending you people that are also looking for the same things.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. I do know that they send you people from like Indiana and Michigan and Wisconsin and that are not even near us. Because like Milwaukee, okay. You know, like right over the border, Indiana, fine. Why am I getting guys from Kansas? I'll never know.
There's so few men out there,
I guess, with my exact criteria.
Yeah.
They also have this thing that's called Lucky Pick, and it'll just be dashed in there, but it's not like there's a lot of like their infrastructure is very bare bones. So it's not like an alert or anything. So you have to really be looking when you're swiping and stuff to see Lucky Pick just means like someone who's completely outside of your criteria. And someone they just think that you'll match with.
Okay.
And those people tend to be from like fucking far away. And I'm always matching with them because they are right. They're a lucky pick.
Yeah. You're like, you're hot.
Yeah. And seemingly has all of the stuff that you like want or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They look red but vote blue.
but probably not. Probably just straight vote red.
Has your guy listened to an episode?
No. No.
Well, I found out that mine has the one that Spotify suggested to him.
Oh, it suggested one to him?
It suggested, apparently, it suggests, if you've never listened, it suggests an episode to listen. I think we need to fix that episode because it suggested the one where you were asked if you had any body goals, where we re-encountered that. I was like, oh, that is a heavy one.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, do you have any suggestions for me? And I was like, absolutely not. Please never listen to another episode ever again. And he's like, you got it. Do you have any questions to ask me? Like, I explained how it was an unfair, like, playing field. He's like, oh, my God, you can ask me whatever you want. I didn't think about it that way. I'm like, boys are so dumb. How do you not think about it that way?
Boys are so dumb.
How do you
I don't
not
think
think?
they think about anything, honestly. What
No.
are they thinking about? I would love to be inside a guy's brain all day and just listen to what they're thinking about. That would be horrible,
horrible,
but fascinating. I would love that.
How often is it that they technically think about sex every day?
Isn't it like 20 times?
20 times a day?
Yeah, isn't it?
Okay.
I'm going to Google it.
Okay, let's Google.
At one point, I thought it was like every seconds. How often do men think? Do you know what the first thing that came up? Roman Empire.
Okay, TikTok.
According to, yeah, okay, I was right. 19 times per day.
Okay, that's a lot.
Women think about it 10.
We think about it.
I think I probably think about it 10 times a day. No?
I don't know, man. It depends. Am I having times where I have zero sexual urges, or
yeah,
is my ADHD acting up or not? Am I depressed? Am I in a good mental health state? Maybe.
Yes, if you're in a good mental health state. Let's say everything's perfect. Do you think about it 10 times a day?
I mean, at least 5 times a day.
Okay.
At least.
I think about it probably between 8 to 12.
You're a horny lady.
I do think that that's true. I do think that's true. I don't know if people get this, but I don't just read like the, what's the, like, what do they call the new smut? Yeah, I don't just read that. I read like lit erotica, where it's like straight up slam someone's head into a wall kind of sex. You know, like that's the kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like, and I would probably like 4 or 5 times a week. Also, it says that women think about food 15 times a day. Mine's way more than that.
Oh,
to think
no.
about food.
Do you got that food noise?
No.
That was a bad joke.
No. I guess it's
yeah.
not like me thinking about eating it, but just like thinking about food, like, ooh,
yeah,
lasagna.
At least are you fucking Garfield?
Yeah, like that doesn't happen to you. Just like, oh, fries. Like, you don't just think like, ooh, avocado. I don't know.
Like that, you want it?
No, just like thinking about them.
Oh, no. I don't just randomly think about food and be like, oh, that's great. No, when I think about food, it's like, I want the food.
No, I mean, that too, obviously. But I think I'm just like, it's not really about like, oh, I need that food now. It's like, aw.
I get, you
like
know,
like thinking
what?
About a baby.
What is the average amount of times a woman thinks about a baby? That's the real.
Yeah, that's not in
I will.
Here.
I will actually say that I definitely think about food more than 15 times a day, because anytime a good recipe pops up on TikTok, I think about it. Way more than 15.
Yeah. Also, if you're on Instagram, you're thinking about it all the time.
Yeah.
It's always there.
There's always something there.
Or I'm looking at food. Like, it's on my counter, or like, it's just there.
Yeah.
It also says that we think about sleep 8 times a day, which I... Like, do you think about sleep a lot?
I love sleep.
But do you think about it a lot?
I mean, I probably think about sleep at least 4 times after 7 o'clock. Is it too early to go to bed? Should I go to bed now?
Okay.
Like, am I going to get enough sleep? When should I set my alarm so I get, you know, like, I think it's like that things.
Okay.
Ooh, I could take a nap, and that nap sounds so good.
I don't think I
Wake
think
up
about
in the
sleep
morning.
that much.
I'm still tired. I wish I could sleep more. You know, I think
I
you
would
probably
probably
think
put
about
mine
it 12 times in the morning when you're
whilst I am still sleeping.
While you're not wanting to be awake. You take a while to wake up in the morning to become
Yeah,
a
I don't think that I'm like coherent enough to even be thinking that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm probably thinking about food. What's my next meal gonna be?
I wake up thinking about coffee, so.
Oh, yeah.
Does that count as food? Because if that counts,
I think it does count as food.
Well, then we're thinking about. I'm thinking about it a lot.
So if you had to put it in order, does it go food, sleep, then sex?
Probably.
Okay. And I think for me, it's probably food, sex, sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Men think about things more than us, apparently, because I would love to know what the difference is. Like, what are we thinking about? Because they have men think about sex 19 times a day, 18 for food and 11 for sleep.
Okay.
That's like a lot more than us on
Do you
all
think
of
it's
those.
Because they have more hours in the day than us?
No. I think it's
we're
that they're
supposed
cavemen
to sleep
and
more than
only
them.
Think about caveman things.
Mm, okay, that tracks.
Yeah. I think we're thinking about like other things. Like we think about, I would love to know how many times people think about their bodies a day.
Yeah.
If someone hates you, how many times do you think that someone hates you?
Anytime you're insecure.
Yeah. The weird thing that you said to the barista at the coffee shop. How often do you think about that?
Overthinking the same conversation over and mm-hmm. over and over. Ugh.
Your friend from grade school that you haven't seen in 20 years. How often are you thinking about them? I think we're thinking about more complicated stuff.
I hope so.
In a very generic high level.
Yeah. I wonder if I was actually having sex, if I would think about sex more though.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. Or if you're like sexting with someone, obviously you're going to be thinking about it more during the day and
yeah,
whatever.
I guess we'll find out if I ever have sex with somebody.
We'll see.
I'll be celibate for the rest of my life. If I was Catholic, I could go become a nun.
Yeah.
If I was Catholic.
I think that would be
awful for me.
Hard.
Hard.
It's not just about the celibacy. They don't get to do anything.
I couldn't speak the way I speak.
No. They don't have, like, I don't know. Priests get to do everything. Nuns don't get to do anything.
Patriarchy.
Yeah.
Mm.
I feel like there would be more of them if it was more fun. Like, for priests.
Yeah. Yeah.
Catholic priests have, they are just enjoying life out there. I had a lot of priests in my family.
A little too well sometimes.
Yeah. Drinking. Eating.
Having sex with children.
Party. Oh my God. Nikki. Too far.
That's one of the main stereotypes, okay?
Too far. I was talking about my uncle.
Not your uncle. Not your uncle.
I just said all my family members that were priests, and then you said having sex with children.
I wasn't thinking about your family members.
Oh my God. Okay.
Headset,
well,
too far.
Yeah.
Well, next episode, we have to give updates on our second dates.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Do you think they're going to happen?
Yeah, fingers crossed. Cross those toes and cross those fingers.
Is it just me being pessimistic?
No, everyone's pessimistic about everything.
Okay.
This is date one. You never know.
Yeah.
Everything can fall apart in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Follow along with us on Instagram and TikTok at Swipe That.
And if you're not a part of our private Facebook group, join that too.
Just search Swipe That Podcast.
And if you love us, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.